Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hey guys, it's Chris. I just want to let everyone listening that lives in the Northeast Ohio area, especially in Akron, that I will be headlining the Funny Stop Comedy Club on State Road in Cuyahoga Falls on Wednesday, March 25th. The show's at 8 p.m. Come on out, have some laughs. We can have a beer and talk about the Cavs. Tickets are available now by calling 330-923-4700. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net and I'll put you on the guest list. This is good for the first 15 people that email me, so holler at your boy, and I'll see you Wednesday, March 25th.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thank you.
Mr. Clem, this is the corrections department again. I believe you received a call from one of my colleagues last week or 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure, but no need to be nitpicky, but of course it is my job. I just wanted to point out that the Browns did not pick up Luke McCown, unless, of course, you're living in 2004, in which case I would love to see your time machine. The Browns actually just picked up free agent Joshua McCown, and both McCown brothers were equally... So I can understand why you would be confused. However, you were incorrect and had to bring attention to it. Again, just doing my job. Okay, have a good one. Goodbye. Bring that weak up here, throw the hammer down. Triple bombs from downtown. You got games, so we say come now. Get that weak stuff out of here.
First MVP, number 23, and only 24, and you're beginning to believe. What I see is what you teach. It's philosophy of camaraderie built on modesty, and I got to preach it. Maybe if LeBron James do it, so can I. We both from small towns, Northeast Ohio. He brought class back fast, and it's top of style. But if you're gonna make it, first you gotta take it, and it can't be done if you think you're gonna fake it. If he can transcend space and time, then I can more than pretend that these dreams of mine, they gotta come true. So much opportunity, because you let us believe. No, you made us believe. We bought it when you sold the feeling. To all of us, we on top of the world. Bring that weak stuff here, throw down. Throw the hammer down. Triple bombs from downtown. You got game, so we say come now.
Get that weak stuff out of here. Well, the Cavs had a game last night. I don't know if it's fair to say they played a game because they didn't do any playing until the last 3 minutes. That was probably the most embarrassing and upsetting game of the season. It was a lot like the game against Chicago before the All-Star break, except worse. I wrote down my notes for the show, and at the beginning of the game, I was excited. I put Mozgov with the dunk of the game, and he made the free throw. And I was going to talk about how great it is to have a center that could do that. And then I wrote, Kevin Love's back problems might be hurting the Cavs in this game. And then I stopped writing and barely could force myself to watch the rest of the game. It was that upsetting. There's so many different things you could say right now. Like, one, Kendrick Perkins is done. There was a play where somebody went off the dribble and he was playing in the fourth quarter because it was a blowout, and he did not move. He looked like he was encased in stone and was motionless. And, you know, whatever. LeBron played the last 3 minutes of the game, basically. That's the only thing he did. You look at his stat line, you wouldn't be like, wow, that's the worst game I've ever seen LeBron play. But if you watch the game, he went ISO a bunch of times. He didn't pass. He took bad shots. He tried to force his drive, but he wasn't nothing doing. I mean, props to Luol Deng. He played much better tonight than he did his entire half season in Cleveland last year. Obviously, you guys know Damon Hammond calls quite a bit, and I don't even play all of his voicemails because sometimes it's past or it's not relevant or it's just, they're all good. They're all really good, but it just doesn't apply. But he called after the Hawks game, and it had passed, and I wasn't going to play it. But I'm going to play it now because basically every single thing he says in this happened last night against the Heat. And another call from him I'm going to play later, he refers to himself as Damon the Prognosticator. And after listening to this voicemail, you might agree.
Slam, Damon. So, Cavs just dropped a loss to the Hawks. You know, not a terrible loss. And I'm not actually all that concerned about it. This team is still rolling, and they're still doing some good things. But just a few things that irked me about it, man. LeBron, it was one of the games where he was disinterested, disjointed. I don't know. The Hawks rattled his cage early, and he did not respond well. He almost had a quadruple double last night. If you count turnovers, he had 9 turnovers and 8 assists. 9 turnovers. The Hawks starting lineup combined had 9 turnovers. That can't happen. And I understand that he understood that it was bad, but still, it was the LeBron that Cavs fans dread to see and saw towards the end of his career the first time around. That still leaves a bad taste in our mouth. I don't know what his deal was last night. And again, I'm being nitpicky here because this team is very, very good, but I don't know what's wrong with Kevin Love, man. I know you think something's wrong with his back, and maybe that explains it away, but he just does not score inside the three-point line anymore. I don't know what his deal is. He took 10 three-pointers last night. This is a guy who was supposed to be the best at his position in the league, and I understand it was a different circumstance, and it's a different circumstance now. And maybe it's scheme. Maybe it's David Black calling out plays. But within any system, your superstars are supposed to be allowed to have some sort of improv freedom and make plays for themselves if they want. Kevin Love has an amazing jumper from the elbow 15 feet out. He banks it. He has a bank shot from the elbow, and he has moves on the inside. He just doesn't do it anymore. He only shoots the three. He might as well be a shooting guard. I mean, he might as well be a shooting specialist. He might as well be Kyle Korver for what he's been doing for this team. You know, and I understand he does other things. He spreads the floor, and he's an amazing outlet pass, and he's invaluable on the fast break. But, man, it's really, really starting to bug me when you see him just get completely neutralized like that, man. And, I didn't like how we lost that game last night. And now, you know, come playoff time, I'm not concerned about it. You know, this is a team that's going to get it together. This is, you know, LeBron's going to have more focus. And it's just the regular season, but boy, just left a bad taste in my mouth. And oh yeah, I almost forgot. LeBron, if you're out there and you're listening, I know sometimes you get hacked and I know you don't get every call. You've been in this league a long time. Stop whining to the refs and get your ass the f*** back on defense. Long live Delly. You heard?
LeBron lost this game the same. He stopped playing. He was gambling. He was totally disinterested. He looked like he didn't even want to be there. It seems like every game that's high pressure this season, he just wilts away, which is very odd because that's not what I remember from his first run in Cleveland. But it was, oh, we're back in Miami. We're playing the Heat, and I am nervous and scared. Whereas Dwayne Wade looked like he had been hiding in a hyperbaric chamber for the last 5 months, getting ready for this game, getting the Kobe blood platelet thing he got done, getting that HGH LeBron shot in his ass before the game because he was amazing and LeBron was not. And Kevin Love, guess what? His back is hurt. It is because he sat out the last two games and they said it was for rest. And of course, the media is not going to buy that as an excuse when he's, what, 26 years old, 24 years old? And yep, he's got back problems. That's why they're resting him. And Delly had a steal at the end of the game. That was kind of cool. That's about it. Everything he just said could apply. So when I first heard it, I thought it was ridiculous. There was nothing to worry about. But now it makes me nervous. They're still clearly a great team. I still think they're the best team in the East. I still think they're going to win the title. But I'm scared now that they're going to have a bad game that's tough, and then the next game comes out, and they'll just lay an egg. And I get it was their fourth road game in a row, and Love wasn't playing, and Miami was way more up for the game than Cleveland was, but damn, it was embarrassing. They were down 20 pretty much the entire game. And I'm scared to see what will happen in the playoffs if they just lay an egg like that, because teams are going to be gunning for the Cavs. You know the Hawks are going to have a huge chip on their shoulder, because I guarantee nobody in the national media will be picking them to win that series, or in Vegas for that matter. And I just hope they're ready. You know, I'm not in the locker room. I can't tell. I did see on my Facebook some ad where Kevin Love was playing horse with some football player I never heard of before for some jeans company I never heard of before. And he was wearing his hat that said Menace on it. So that's actually a good sign that I think the chemistry is still really good on the Cavs. Because if he's wearing his custom hat that him and Mike Miller and James Jones and Kyrie all share, then maybe they're still feeling good. And obviously Kyrie, he still played all right, but he's going to have a bounce back game. Yeah, they beat the Magic Sunday. It really doesn't matter. This game was I have nothing to say. I'm speechless because literally everything they could have done wrong, they did. So there's that. Now I'm going to play one more voicemail from Damon that's actually upbeat about the Spurs, because I don't want us to forget that the Cavs are still going to win the title this year. I'm just going to will it into existence. I'm buying into the secret like a 22-year-old girl fresh out of college trying to get that entry-level data entry job. I'm going to will it to happen, and the universe is going to bring that and some creme brulee lattes from Starbucks my way, because we as Cleveland fans deserve a championship. Got into it with some other asshole here in Chicago when I said Cleveland is the most cursed sports town. And I was like, don't give me that about the Cubs. All right, I'm really off topic now. I'll be back Thursday. Hopefully we'll have some good news to talk about, or at least something interesting besides LeBron doing nothing until the last 3 minutes of the game. Time to put the headband back on, buddy.
Clem, it's Damon. I was calling about that crazy San Antonio game. It wasn't a great game, but it was a great performance out of Kyrie. You know, the Spurs are looking at that game, and they're okay that they lost, much like I look at the Rockets game, and I'm okay that we lost. You know, they're figuring, you know, Kawhi probably doesn't miss those free throws. Kyrie is not going to go off for 57 points in a seven-game series, you know, probably at all, if maybe once, if at all. I don't think the Spurs are really butthurt about that game. But, man, Kyrie Irving is a future Hall of Famer and can do things with the basketball that I've never seen before. Now, I'm not sure if this gets read on the pod or played on the podcast when this podcast is actually airing. So I'm just going to go over some things that might have happened since I've made this call. Boy, can't believe Johnny Manziel killed that hooker, huh? That was crazy. And the new season of Game of Thrones, I read the books, but that was a good season. Hopefully next season's good also. The new Star Wars movie comes out next week, so I'm really excited about that. That's going to be, I can't wait. I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. So, again, I'm not sure when this is airing, but if any of those things have happened in that time, you can start calling me Damon the Prognosticator. It doesn't really roll off the tongue. But, anyway. You heard?
Oh, yeah, and please rate and review on iTunes, and tell your friends. And listen to the All-Star Recap if you haven't. I like that one. All right, bye. Holler if you hear me. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.